ownership and commissions has been signed, completed, and sealed. The non-collusion form has also been signed, completed, and sealed. Gratuities and kickbacks has also been signed, completed, and sealed. Ethical standards has been signed, completed, and sealed. The contingency fee has also been signed, completed, and sealed. The declaration of wage determination has been signed. I don't see your attachment of your wage determination. This is on the wage determination. It's on the U.S. Department of Labor. Yes, it, we gave you, actually we gave you a number to provide. Right here, wage, it says that I have attached the most recent wage determination number, 2005-2147, revision 14, dated 6/13/2012. So it's actually telling you exactly what it is that we're looking for to attach. Okay, we would take notes that that's not submitted. Their qualification statements of their key personnel with the training and the areas of expertise. We have certificate here as well. Okay. Confirmation of training by the manufacturer as required. You have a section here with your schedule available training dates.
I just sent a letter from.
You have that
from manufacturer.
Yeah.
It's an email.
But it's
is
it
just training?
The schedule
of training is.
Okay. Can you tell me
confirming the vendor's intention to train all of our technical staff?
Well, I'm talking about the available for the GMH personnel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The training, the available training dates.
Certified.
it's on the plane area?
So after page 32.
After the mark for Denver.
After, I'm sorry, the what? It's an email.
Mark.
So to answer your question, it doesn't indicate the specific training.
No, it doesn't.
It indicates their intention to train the staff for all the required trainings.
Sorry, what was that?
To answer Nola's question, the correspondence that we received from the manufacturer doesn't indicate a list of available training dates. Because that was your question.
Yeah.
It's just a facility.
It's just confirming there that they will be training the GMB.
I know, but this asks for the schedule. Confirmation of training by the manufacturer as required.
And you're looking at the special reminder.
Yeah.
Well, just in the place of training.
Confirmation of training when manufacturer is required in section 2, your copies of the documents required. So you're saying this is the confirmation, which is the email.
Yes.
Okay, but you have no dates.
No dates.
Okay.
But they're confirming.
The date, again, I will forward this to the end user, but they may again ask this before an award. Okay?
To be quite honest with you, that was just very hard to interpret.
Well, only because in the past, and training was a big issue. So, you know, they wanted to have the schedules in advance so that they could, you know, take a look at. So,
no,
again,
just reading it before that.
Well, yeah, you know, let me, I will go ahead again, like I said, and bring it up. But there may be, okay, after this, as you forward, there may be clarifications again that the end user would like. Okay? Okay, we have the references. Thank you.
since we're on the training, I was just looking at something here. If you all, do you guys have a copy of the packets? Oh, sorry. On page 31 of 33, at the bottom of the training, okay, if you look, yeah, there's a special note. Is that typed in from you guys, or is that part of the packet? Okay, so, it says, biomanufacturer certified training for the third biomed personnel of the city must be completed within 60 to 90 calendar days following the commissioning of equipment, so that all required training is completed in a timely manner. Final drawdown can be processed to complete the procurement. Okay, so it does address that it's asking for the training dates, but it's also stating here about when they want the training completed. Okay? Just so that everybody kind of. Okay. For the. We have two options. So, the first option is $22,000 per set. So, I'm going to say that the training is free for the clinical, but there is $5,400 each on the other training. Correct? Now, on option two,
$5,400
each. So that would times two. No, the required equals, there's three biomed personnel and one facilities manager. So the cost is $54,000 per person. $5,400 per person with a total amount of $21,600 for all training. Okay? That's for option one. And option one is, okay, Jane. Option one is a Millennium M750 reverse osmosis system with pressure switch, M2 part, and 2.85 cubic feet carbon tanks.
And the
casing
machine.
That's
the option one, the price is $22,000 set.
Mm-hmm.
Four casing machines, Millennium M750.
Okay, the price is set for K2 machine with the Millennium 750 reverse osmosis. Okay? Now on option two. Okay. $394,000. Oh, $395,000. Oh, down at the bottom. Sorry, looking at the top. I'm sorry. Total amount for option one is $395,600. Okay? Now, for option two, and it says here that includes installation of Fresenius K2 machine and all Millennium System M750, okay, on all their options.
Right.
So on option two, they're quoting $25,000 per set. Again, the clinical training is free. The training per person is $5,400. Total amount of training is $21,600. They are offering again the set of the K2 Millennium reverse 750 osmosis system with pressure switch docking station, elbow docking station, and 2.85 cubic feet carbon tanks at a price of total price of $446,000. $446,600 even.
The difference between the two is that option two is an adoption station, which was required.
Right, so the first one doesn't have a docking station.
It has the M2 part. Okay. I see as specified. So as specified meaning the reverse osmosis for both units. That part of MK2.
Yeah.
Machine Millennium 750 reverse osmosis is the as specified product item or equipment.
Yes, and
also that's the one that's being provided as the set. The first item here.
The only difference is the part. There's an M2 part and ergo. That's the only two differences.
On one is the Marco.
K2 with RO. If you will see the specification, it's marked for RO.
Okay, you said here
is acid.
Oh, that's inclusive in the facial machine.
Oh,
okay. We're just giving it for
Okay. All right. Does everybody? Okay. So we have $395,600 for option one, $446,600 for our option two. So that completes the bid for JMI. And it completes the bid for 02-02-2012. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you so much.
One last question. Okay. Yeah. What is your question?
Is it allowed to submit an alternate offer or optional alternate offer?
It says or equivalent, yeah. So...
But sometimes they only allow... you submit an offer and then you have an alternate offer.
Yes, but there is an option, yeah. If you look at, if you read your terms and conditions, it addresses that.
Okay, thank you.
Right.